can't see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday show, totally dedicated to the recap of the legislative session in Lansing, which is wrapping up basically tonight. Without a budget. Kind of an interesting story. Yesterday afternoon, heading into today, state representative wants to stop paying the House Speaker, Senate Majority Leader, and the governor. We didn't get the budget done yesterday, July 1st. Well, you guys don't get a paycheck. Not until it's done. State Representative Regina Weiss, Democrat of Oak Park. Lawmakers were unable to meet their statutory July 1st deadline to get the budget done. And something needs to be done about it going forward. Under Weiss's House Joint Resolution Y, since the school aid fund budget wasn't passed by July 1st, the House Speaker, Senate Majority Leader, and the Governor can't be paid until it is. Also, the resolution creates a 7-day public review period for the school aid budget and a 1-day review period for any amendments. Last year, when the legislature went past the constitutional deadline, we said conversations centered around potentially docking legislative pay, something she says she thinks the public hears and the public believes makes sense. The problem is a lot of these decisions are being made at a very few number of people at the very top. These decisions are very critical to our state and to our schools. Most of us state representatives and state senators aren't even pulled into these discussions. A lot of us don't even actually get to see the budget that we're going to be voting on until sometimes just an hour before we're going to vote. Weiss said holding pay for the governor, Senate Majority Leader, and the House Speaker, because these are the three people who are really deciding whether we're moving a budget to vote on it or not. Her resolution also adds a requirement around posting the documents for the public to see a week before the vote, and also allow any amendments 24 hours before the vote. ideally the legislators who are voting on it can see it and review it. Also, most importantly, general public stakeholders can also see what's in the budget before we vote. So we're not making decisions at 3 o'clock in the morning off of budget documents that we were given just 20 minutes ahead of time to look over. We said that she thinks there are certain members who would be supportive on both sides of the aisle, but she expressed concern that House Speaker Matt Hall won't even put the resolution up on the board. We don't even know what we're going to be voting on the budget tomorrow, possibly Friday and Saturday, said Weiss. Going to take a short break. Word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Thursday, just wrapping up this resolution. State Representative Regina Weiss wants the governor, the House Speaker, and the Senate Majority Leader not to be paid until the budget is passed. Speaking late last night to MERS News Service, we don't know if we're going to be voting on the budget tomorrow. Are they going to hold us over on the legal holiday Friday and or the actual 4th of July this Saturday, we said. We're hearing lots of rumors swirling around. If we're going to get it done this week at all, we really don't know at this point. And frankly, it is unacceptable to go through 2 years in a row without having a budget done on time when school districts are having to plan right now for making critical staffing decisions. So we'll see basically where this goes and if it gets done. We'll see. We shall see. Well, one thing that is for sure, the process that the entire, I guess you would say, process could be changed. And let me explain what I was thinking about for years now in talking with state reps, state senators, talking to other states. Why are we doing this every single year? Other states pass basically a two-year budget whenever they are going to do a budget. They do it for 2 years. Now, why is it that we can't do the same thing here in the state of Michigan? You talk about school districts needing the school aid fund budget passed by July 1st, which again, they didn't do yesterday. But what you could do in doing a two-year budget instead of a one-year budget is not only give them the numbers for this upcoming school year, but give it to them for next year. Budgets are subject to change anyway. They're not cast in stone. They're not saying this is going to be exactly what you get and nothing potentially could be changed. They do appropriation supplemental bills all the time. If revenue is better than expected coming in and the schools need more money, because of course the schools always need more money, well, you can give it to them. If revenue is less than expected, looks like we're going to be running at a deficit, well, you can always change next year's budget ahead of time. But at least it's a plan. Why do we go through this process every single spring and early summer? Let's talk about a two-year budget. If we're able to get a Republican governor, Republican Senate, see if it's possible. But according to recent polls, I have one pulled up just yesterday that I was looking at. Mitchell Research Group. And this is kind of interesting, because when you look at the governor's race and you look at the U.S. Senate race, these are the top of the ticket positions on our August 4th primary, as well as the November 3rd general election. Well, Steve Mitchell and Mitchell Research poll found that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson holds between an 8 to 11% lead over all three of the Republican candidates for governor. In the U.S. Senate race, former Congressman Republican candidate Mike Rogers has a 4 to 6% lead over Haley Stevens and or Mallory McMorrow. But the current leader in the polls, Abdul El Sayed, 5% of the most likely voters would be voting more for Abdul El Sayed than Mike Rogers. Rogers loses to Abdul El Sayed, even though many Republicans are saying they would rather run against him than Haley Stevens or Mallory McMorrow. Statewide poll, 827 likely voters for the November 3rd general election for governor and U.S. senator. Survey conducted June 24th through June 27th. Survey had a margin of error plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. But you got to ask yourself, how does this poll of Mitchell's compare with Michigan's other four major pollsters? Right now and in the past. Well, actually, it turns out that Mitchell looks pretty good compared with his competitors, according to two major evaluators of the polling firms nationwide. In fact, he's been the most accurate pollster in Michigan based on the most recent election results from 2024. Mitchell was ranked 13th most accurate pollster of 136 companies across the country based on the 2024 election, according to ActiveVote. Mitchell ranked higher than all other Michigan-based pollsters, even higher than the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC News, CNN, Quinnipiac University, and YouGov.org. For purposes of comparison, other Michigan polling firms were ranked as follows. Glenn Gariff Group came in at 66. Marketing Resource Group, 87th. Bernie Porn's Epic MRA, 105th. The last pollster company, Target Insight, wasn't ranked because apparently it didn't conduct a sufficient number of surveys to be included in the list. Well, coming in the highest countrywide was Mitchell Research and Communications. He came in at 59th. Well, here's a shocking slap in the face to all of you. The U.S. Senate seat and the governor's seat, those two races have coattails. The coattails go down to the state senators, the state representatives, and even the people in Congress. And if Benson, according to Mitchell's poll, is leading all three Republican candidates anywhere from 8 to 11%, Jocelyn Benson's going to be the next governor. If Abdul El Sayed is the nominee for the Democrats for U.S. Senate, he'll be the next U.S. Senator. Mike Rogers will lose, as well as any of the three Republican gubernatorial candidates. Is there time to fix it? Absolutely. Undecideds in Mitchell's poll came in at 18%. So, there's time. Absentee ballots have been mailed out. I have mine already. But the election isn't until a month from this Saturday. This Saturday we'll be partying down at Liberty Mountain, USA. There's still time for you guys to get tickets. Would love, love, love for you guys to show up and party with us on Saturday down at Liberty Mountain. Just go to Liberty Mountain USA's website, click on events, get your tickets, $15. We'll get you into the event. Bring a blanket, bring a chair, lawn chair, bring your cooler, bring whatever you want, food, drinks, beverages in the cooler. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a party. But after Saturday night, the clock's ticking. We have 1 month to make sure we get out the vote. The reason it's important is we need to pick the right candidate for governor. We need a candidate that will have the money, the resources, and the ability to call out Jocelyn Benson. Calling her out, driving her unfavorability numbers way up, could damage her on November 3rd's general election. Maybe, Haley Stevens pulls it out and beats Abdul El Sayed. Mike Rogers beats her in this poll. But it's all going to be based on who turns out on August 4th. If we follow Trump's lead, who endorsed John James, the congressman, I hate to say it, but he's going to lose to Jocelyn Benson. Even worse than if Perry Johnson or Mike Cox goes up against her in November. We shall see. It's going to be a very interesting primary, again, August 4th. So, one poll that caught my eye, and I said, you know what? How legitimate, how absolutely valid is this poll? Well, based on the numbers, Steve Mitchell is the best pollster in the state of Michigan. For Benson to hold an 8 to 11% lead over all three of any of the three Republican candidates running for governor, that's scary, folks. Her policies, her agenda, the things that she wants to do as governor of the state of Michigan, scary, scary, scary. And I can't even fathom Abdul El Sayed wants to abolish ICE, get money out of politics, Medicare for all, and wants to basically give free everything between healthcare, food, education, all of it. Could be the next U.S. senator. Abolish ICE and Medicare for all. Socialized medicine coming to America. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.